This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A vote tally shows that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears to have secured a clear path to re-election despite a close contest against his main centrist challenger. Ed Giles reports.
Israel's leader Benjamin Netanyahu has survived a fight for his political life, securing a record fifth term in office, according to a vote tally on Wednesday. With most of the vote counted, Netanyahu had been running neck and neck with main rival Benny Gantz. But despite neither of the candidates' parties capturing a majority, Netanyahu's Likud were clearly in a strong position to form a coalition with other right-wing backers.
I intend to quickly finish the work in order to form a national stable government.
The election was widely seen as a referendum on Netanyahu's character in the face of corruption allegations and was one of the closest fought races in years. The man known as Bibi has been in power since 2009, but now faces possible indictments in three graft cases. He's denied wrongdoing in all of them. Final results in the count are expected by Friday.
That was Ed Giles reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May is hoping to persuade European Union leaders to delay Brexit beyond April 12th when she joins 27 other EU leaders for an emergency meeting in Brussels Wednesday. The UK is set to request to leave the European Union on June 30th. However, the European Council President Donald Tusk has indicated that Article 50 could be extended for up to a year. If leaders do not agree to an extension, Britain will leave the bloc without a deal at 11 p.m. on Friday. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. You can also connect with us on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The International Monetary Fund expects 2019 to be a year of slower growth for the global economy, continuing a trend seen in 2018, but sees hope for a return to a higher economic output later this year and into 2020. Among the potential limiting factors that could hold down growth are the uncertainties surrounding Britain's exit from the European Union, the state of the U.S.-China trade relations, and whether Turkey and Argentina see their economies rebound to the levels economists have forecast. The search continues for the pilot of a Japanese fighter jet that crashed in the Pacific Ocean Tuesday night during a training mission. Search and rescue crews found the wreckage of the F-35 stealth fighter jet hours after it disappeared from radar screens. The single-seat plane vanished just a half hour after taking off from the Misawa Air Base. Japan's defense minister said the remaining 12 F-35 jets stationed at Misawa have been grounded. South Korean President Moon Jae-in heading to Washington Wednesday for a day before his meeting with President Trump. Moon said previously he hoped his trip to the United States will revitalize stalled talks with North Korea, that collapsed after Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un failed to reach an agreement during their February summit in Hanoi. Moon is scheduled to meet with Mr. Trump on Thursday. A health emergency has been declared in New York City in response to the measles outbreak in an ultra-Orthodox Jewish community. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has the story.
Most of the cases are in the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn.
The message today for all New Yorkers is to take measles seriously.
This is the largest outbreak in New York since 1991.
The only way to stop this outbreak is to ensure that those who have not been vaccinated get the vaccine.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says anyone who refuses to get a measles vaccine could be fined $1,000.
It's crucial for people to understand the measles vaccine works. It is safe, it is effective, it is time-tested.
New York's health commissioner says there is resistance from some groups that believe the measles shots are dangerous. I'm Ed Donahue.
An American man being held without bond in the U.S. charged with plotting an ISIS-inspired attack at National Harbor in his home state of Maryland. Federal prosecutors believe Rondell Henry was close to carrying out the attack on a stolen truck.
Based on our investigation so far, this defendant appears to have formed a plot to harm large numbers of innocent people and taken concrete steps to execute that plot.
The 28-year-old suspect arrested Monday before police believe he was heading to National Harbor, a hotel, retail, and entertainment complex where there is a steady flow of pedestrian traffic. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.